T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Reading, Pennsylvania. He's smart, sassy, and definitely not a jinx.
Something's afoot. That's all I'm saying.
It's Matt Steinmetz.
Yeah.
And in this corner, straight out of the Yoon.
I need meat on my bone.
He's a certified stud and definitely isn't still rocking a 92 caddy. It's Daryl the Guru Johnson.
Hell yeah.
Now, it's time for Steinmetz and Guru on 95.7, The Game.
Is that the biggest win of the year for the Warriors? 106-104, they beat the Houston Rockets, snapped their 9-game winning streak, and for the time being, get the bad taste of the loss against Phoenix out of their mouths. The Golden State Warriors went down to Houston. They win 106-104, and the one thing that I try never to do is make too big a deal out of one game. So Steve Kerr last Friday, Goo, said, it's time. It's time to get moving. And when he says that, it means he's acknowledging the team has not reached their potential so far this year, and it's time to start building toward reaching its potential. They beat the Denver Nuggets at home. They then lost to the worst team in the league, the Phoenix Suns. Now they go down to Houston, the hottest team in the NBA right now, and they beat the Rockets. So have they turned it on? Is it official they've turned it on? We have 3 games to look at. You willing to throw out the Phoenix Suns game and say, you know what, I like the direction of this team right now. I like we were able to go down to Houston without Kevin Durant. We took care of business down there. Things are starting to crank up in the positive direction. Or are you thinking you need to do more work because that loss to Phoenix set you back?
I understand all those schools of thought. But to me, last night was the biggest win of the season.
Mm.
And the reason it was the biggest win of the season is the center, DeMarcus Cousins. Forget how just beastie he looked on the block. His base and foundation was there. This was the first game, Steiny, that he looked like Sacramento. Forget New Orleans. Sacramento, because his base and legs were there. And he was moving. That ball was moving. And one thing that had me trying to prevent myself, I was like, Daryl, you can't say it's the biggest win of the season because KD wasn't there. But it was. There was turmoil. So we thought. Kerr's comments. How is Dre going to react? But I'm telling you this, Steiny. The bench, the ball movement was reminiscent of 15, 16, and 17. And to me, that put the Rockets on notice. And one last thing. There's just something about the Warriors jersey in the Rockets building that makes the Rockets not able to hit three-pointers. And that doesn't bode well for the Rockets moving forward. But it was the biggest win of the year. I thought it was in Denver. But yesterday, last night, was it for me.
Warriors now 6-8 against the Rockets over the last 2 years. 6-8. They win one game against them this year, lose 3. There is one thing I got to address. And
seems like you're struggling with it.
Yeah, because I'm trying to think if I want to interject myself into this, but I won't. I won't. I'll just give it to you straight. The one thing I've heard is we got to look at the Warriors without Kevin Durant last night. How'd you like the Warriors without Kevin Durant? If Kevin Durant leaves, what do you think about that? And I realized maybe I know why Warrior fans remain optimistic about what happens after Durant leaves.
And I'm one of them. Go ahead. Sorry.
But, and I keep hearing this, the Warriors can get Cousins back. I don't think
that's what I'm thinking.
I don't think people understand the salary cap situation with DeMarcus Cousins and early bird rights and full bird rights.
I didn't even know there were different versions of it.
It is still so unrealistic that Cousins becomes a member of the Warriors long term. Let me just kind of spell it out for you. He's making $5 million-ish dollars this year.
Okay.
The best the Warriors can pay him next year, the most they can pay him, is likely $6.5 million.
Damn.
Okay. But let's say, but here's the issue where everybody is getting it wrong. People think if he takes 6.5, if we can get him to take 6.5.
1 year, 12 months.
Then we have his bird rights. No, you don't. You have his early bird rights.
Which means?
The following season.
Oh. All right?
You can still only offer him $11-plus million.
Oh, man.
All right? So in order for Cousins to be a long-term member of the Warriors, he's got to take 6.5 next year, then 11 the year after that.
Oh, 24 months.
And then you can give him his $25 million or whatever you want to give him. And this is the conundrum that we all acknowledged when they signed him. How good was he last night?
Fantastic.
The better he plays, the more likely it is he ain't going to be here. Because the DeMarcus Cousins we saw last night ain't a $6 million player.
And that injury cost him his payday. So he's at a juncture, I'm imagining, if it were me, Darryl Cousins, I'd be like, I already had to wait on my payday. You know, it was my body let me down, but I'm not waiting 24 months. Steiny, he was fantastic. And he was passing.
I like the look with no KD. Let's try to keep Boogie if we can. And that's what I'm saying. It's unrealistic. Like,
can happen, though.
It can happen. There's a 5% chance. But, like, if you're Bob Myers, you can't depend on a fight. I mean, I'm just – listen. Hey, the Warriors' culture is incredible. Maybe you can get Cousins to take 6-5. Maybe you can get him to take 11 the year after that. I don't – if – I
– but you can understand. People are getting caught up in it. Steiny, he was passing. The whole team was passing. 28 assists. He was the up and unders and the jiggle wiggle because it was bad last night. But give me this. And this is this has nothing to do with Durant. We know he's one of the best ISO players in the game. That ball was moving, Steiny. It was moving. It was reminiscent of what the Warriors are predicated on.
Really?
Ball movement. Whoa, whoa. Woo! It looked like an episode of
Move
the Hoosiers.
You know what? Honestly, I didn't see that.
You didn't watch the game.
They didn't even have 30 assists. Their big magic number.
28, two from them, a couple of one
exactly.
Down. Exactly. But
the other thing is, you know, they went to Cousins a lot in the low post,
and he delivered.
I did not think the ball was moving around like significantly differently. They played well. No doubt about it.
He gave a pass to Clay. He touched the ball for a millisecond, and Clay cut to the basket, and Cousins just bounced past it. Clay had it for a millisecond and laid it off the glass. I said, boy, it felt like a hockey assist.
Okay.
I was like, boy. So if we keep seeing this Cousins, people aren't going to understand what you just laid out, which is reality. But what if DeMarcus is at a point in his life to where he's like, this basketball is so easy with these guys. The Stephen at the new arena. Maybe he can wait 24 months. But what if he were to get hurt again? And he probably couldn't look himself in the mirror if he were to get hurt and miss out on that payday. Because it's all about money. Dante Whitner told us.
Curry's 31 years old.
Stephen, I don't like
31
that.
Today.
It's a young 31. I don't like that number.
I mean,
though.
All of a sudden,
31.
Jeez, you're unbelievable. You have gone from jumping off a cliff to Cousins. I thought you wanted Cousins off the bench a week ago.
If he had, that was a cinch notice. It was a warning.
I'm sorry. Oh,
yeah. Like, you got to get better. And the body's got better. It's not just results. It was his base.
He was great.
The big butt was finally, he benefited. He was using it. His base last night, I'm telling you, I'm getting juiced. Steiny.
That right. was and because. You know what? Get used to him. Like, he may not play well Saturday. You know that. That's the way it goes with these. You go up, you come down, you go up, and you trend upward.
And he's going to need it.
But it doesn't, it's yeah. not, doesn't skyrocket. It doesn't skyrocket.
So there's no way the Warriors could finagle, like.
Yeah, they could get rid of Iguodala. They could get
bonus.
Rid of Draymond. Signing bonus. This is the NBA. Let's go to Anna. Anna's going to tell us what's going on in 95.7 The Game.
Now, back to Stein, Metz, and Guru on 95.7 The Game.
Stein, Metz, and Guru with you. Hey, by the way, coming up in the second hour of today's show, we are going to be giving away a DeMarcus Cousins signed basketball plus a pair of tickets to his third annual Boogies Comedy Slam on April 11th at the Paramount Theater in Oakland. Mike Epps, Tony Roberts, Red Grant, those guys good.
Big time.
Yeah.
Yeah. Tony Roberts worked with us.
I know. We went over
yeah.
there.
Okay. Yeah. Look at you. Remember.
During the second hour today, sometime after 11 o'clock, we'll be giving away those items to a lucky caller. There's two kinds of Warriors fans. There's the real ones and the not so real ones. And some of the not so real ones are once again saying, Steiny, why do you have to be so negative? And I guess here's my point. It's not negative to say it's going to be very difficult to re-sign Boogie Cousins. Okay, that's not negative. That's reality. All right?
I agree with
and
that.
And so I'm watching the Warriors play very well last night. I'm watching Cousins play very well last night. I'm watching Durant not play. I've got social media up. I came in this morning, I got the text line up. I turned the radio on this morning. They have Papa on talking about Cousins and can they get him to stay? I heard so much in the last 24 hours. You know what? If Durant leaves, just re-sign Cousins. I'm not being negative. I'm just saying that will be very difficult to accomplish. That's all I'm saying.
But in the meantime, enjoy the ride.
Okay, great.
And watch his progress, which we saw last night. Now, Houston does, they play slow, Steiny. I know they shoot a bunch of threes and everybody acts like they play like the old Phoenix Suns. They don't. OKC Saturday night is going to be, a track meet. And then we can further evaluate Cousins and the strides he's made. But that matchup is concerning to me, Saturday night in OKC.
Here's the other thing. In the 415... nails it here. LOL. Everyone is suddenly high on Cousins when he was the weak link a few days ago. If KD's playing last night, Cousins would have been sitting on the bench watching him. That's Greg in San Francisco. I 3 days ago, we were 3 days ago. I'm reading this text line and it's saying DeMarcus Cousins is a disaster. Okay, a week ago you're saying, Steiny, they gotta bring him off the bench. A week ago I'm saying, I think that's crazy. And I'm saying, look, he's coming back from injury. He's gonna have highs, then he's gonna have some lows, then he's gonna get back up. It's gonna be a jagged graph. It's gonna trend up, but there's gonna be setbacks along the way. That's exactly what's happening. But now it's like, good game, he's great. Bad game, he stinks. Good game, he's great. Bad game, off. No, that's what's going to happen. So how do you want to deal with it? How do you want to deal with it is all I'm asking.
Well, it's all the perspective one has. And you keep moving forward. But I'm just focusing on last night. And Kevin Durant was not there. And the elephant in the room is, if KD were to choose to leave, what would you have? And basically, people think, okay, Cousins would be the escape route. And what you're reiterating is the truth, but it's all on where DeMarcus is at mentally and in his life financially, if he feels like he would take that discount, which right now we think would be ludicrous.
888-957-9570 is the number. Two things can be equally true. It can be the biggest win of the year, and yet it can still be unlikely that DeMarcus Cousins is coming back. You want to call it the biggest win of the year?
How can it be without your star player not there? That's the one thing I didn't like about it. Can he? Did he have more room to work with the fact that KD wasn't out there?
Of course. And that's the other thing. I mean, you know, I'll save this one because people really think I'm negative. But there is something. There is something to four scores is too many. Three is just
no
right.
No doubt.
From a practical standpoint, I was looking at this. Let's look at last night. Yeah. Cousins was 11 for 16. Clay was 12 for 23. And Curry was 8 for 20. No other Warrior took more than five shots. Okay? So, if you drop Kevin Durant into the lineup, all right?
That's 15 you to
have
20.
You have to split shots up. I mean, everybody's shots come down.
Clay wouldn't have had 23.
That in and of itself is not necessarily a problem. I get it. But one of the reasons Cousins was effective last night is because they went to him and he delivered. They went to him more than normal and he delivered. Can you do that when Kevin Durant is playing?
I'm here to watch it. I got my popcorn ready. It sounds easy, but you are right, Stoney. His shots, 15 to 20 a game, may come from the guys you don't want them to come from, but it's just natural. Steph, Clay, and DeMarcus. But I was shocked that they went in that building. And I told JD, pat myself on the back, on Warriors Live, that I felt this game was so big from a mental perspective before the lineups were announced that Iggy should start.
Right.
And I love Kerr for going to that because, to me, he's backing up that whole urgency thing. Like, it's a playoff game.
So you're making a point to take credit?
I guess.
What about the day before when you said Jarebko was going to start at two guard?
You know, I didn't want to break that
I know that one didn't get brought up.
I just tried it. Yeah, you know.
And this is and
one for 10.
Last time. Stop calling me negative when I'm looking at the text line. KD is the problem with the team. Lazy on defense, stops the ball in the ISO game, claps. Come on.
Until like it's game really six of the finals and you need a bucket.
That's negativity.
That's hater rate. That's hater rate.
The Warriors don't play better without Kate. Come on now. I mean, that's just preposterous. Let's go. All right, let's start answering some calls. You know what? Cindy in Danville.
Ladies first.
What she has to say was the thing that I saw where it was like, she's right, we haven't even talked about this, and it was the most important thing about last night. Cindy, floor's yours.
Hi, yes. I'm talking about it's all about defense last night.
Yes.
Clay and Steph were like pushing Harden to the right, and Harden only had 9 free throws. They were 11 for 41 for three. I'm like, total defense. That's what it was last night.
Yes.
And you know, an away game? Are you kidding me? It was defense.
Yes. And in fact, Cindy, John Dickinson and I text periodically during a game, and I said to him, after the first quarter, the Warriors' defense in that period was absolutely terrific. Mm. You're absolutely right. That completely set the tone. And we didn't even mention that. Cindy, thanks for the call. Appreciate it. Their defense was phenomenal last night.
No, it was. They were
especially when it had they set the tone. There's no doubt about that.
Harden was trying to use that step back daddy or whatever they call it. He couldn't. Their timing was immaculate. He was uncomfortable. And I know a lot of people not giving this run, Donnie, no excuses. Harden's hurt. He fell on that wrist, had that big thing on there. I'm just saying, keep staying hurt, but Austin Rivers, you know, was barking before the game that he makes it difficult for the Splash Brothers. Austin, I didn't see that last night.
Oh, I did. Curry 8 for 20? That's 40%. 3 for 9, 33. Those are under his number. You got to take that.
Well, I was looking at the 24 points.
Yeah, under his average. About 5 points under his average. 4 or 5 points under his average. I mean, I'm being a little facetious.
Right.
Because
hoping.
There's no such thing as a Curry stopper, but Curry wasn't good last night. I mean, like, Curry was average. He was very average.
Dude, he hit some long threes, some old school threes, Steph threes.
He's 3 for 9.
No, from deep, though.
So what? Who cares where they're from?
The world.
He's shooting 36% in the last month and a half.
What about since Cousins, the inception of Cousins?
It's not
good.
I bet
it might be lower.
Yeah, it's not good, but don't get me started with Curry.
Yeah. Happy birthday to Steph.
I'm not picking on Curry. Picking on Curry.
You can't.
Yes, you can. No, just because nobody does doesn't mean he doesn't deserve it.
Yeah, what would you say, I guess?
His defense has not been very good. Last night he was good, but Curry's defense has not been very good last few weeks.
Well, you can't do it all.
Can you?
I hear you.
Yeah, okay.
You know, fine. Some would say that's nitpicking.
No,
when
it's
the
not.
Offense on a good day is as great as it is.
Well, if you can't criticize Steph Curry's defense, then you can't criticize him. So, you can't criticize?
No, hey, you me can know. Do what you want.
No, let me know. If I can't
you got
criticize
a license
Steph
to criticize.
Curry. Okay.
Yeah.
Actually, I'm sorry. I forgot. He's in the top three Defensive Player of the Year award winners this year, right? He'll be a top three vote getter. Come on,
man. I don't think so.
God, it's like, you know, Steph Curry's not the greatest defender. Why are you hating?
Well, I didn't say that.
Come on, man.
Come on, you know what I mean.
Come on, fans. Be a little better than that. The bench. You know, it's amazing the way the bench doesn't really even have to be spectacular. Wow. All they have to do is be solid, and they stick out like a sore thumb.
I'm not getting many Quinn Cook hate texts today. How about that?
Right.
13 good minutes.
Yes, it was his one game in five. He was a positive. The bottom line is these guys have not been consistent, and they were good last night.
And what about Looney's? You know, I got a vine with my buddies that laughed that I said Looney had athleticism.
Mm-hmm.
He was jumping out the gym last night.
When?
On the putback dunk in traffic when people were waiting on a rebound. Looney came with the two-hand flush. Yeah, the averts.
That's timing. It's not like he was up at the top of the squared circle.
It took athleticism to use the timing. I get you. Donnie, that was big. Like Looney to the haters out there.
I've ever said is he cannot finish athletically when he's in traffic in the lane, which he can't. He can't elevate over anybody. Play the game, 888-957-9570. Play of the game next. I'm taking calls. I'm going to Connie. Connie in Alameda, what's going on? How you doing?
I thoroughly enjoyed the game last night. I was just ecstatic. And, Steph doesn't play the best defense. His offense is off. But as a team, wow. I am not worried about next year. Next year is next year. I have to stay with this team and watch him and hopefully see him win another championship. I've been a long, long, long time fan, and I have never seen anything like this with the Warriors.
You mean this run?
The last few years run, yes.
Yeah, no doubt about it. No doubt about it. Thanks, Connie. Appreciate the call.
Positivity at its finest.
Steiny, you ever happy about anything? Oh, yeah. I'm happy. I love this job. I love this job that I get to talk about basketball in an objective way. Oh, I love that. That makes me happy. That I have a forum to talk about basketball the way I want to talk about basketball. That makes me ecstatic in life. Ecstatic. In other words, I don't have to say things I don't believe.
Oh, who would want to do that?
How happy can that make a person? I mean, you got to be on cloud nine, too.
That would be difficult. Well, I'm married, so sometimes you got to give yourself up.
Uh-oh. What do you mean?
Nothing. What about,
Let's go you want to do play of the game?
Yeah, let's do play.
Let's go to Tom in Pleasanton. What's up, Tom? How you doing, man?
Good. How are you doing?
Doing very well. Play of the game last night.
Play of the game last night was Livingston to Klay Thompson. I believe it was on the left wing.
Now, here's the play of the game.
Livingston takes it to the right wing. Working on Rivers. Stops the foul line. Bounce pass to Thompson. Fumbled it. Dribbles it, stops, shoots a contested three, and it's up and good for Klay. Ridiculous shot by Klay Thompson from the left wing.
Count it!
There you go. Congratulations, Tom. And by the way, That's a $200 jackpot today. $200, not $100, because somebody, tricked the last one off? Thanks, Tom, for listening. Appreciate it.
All right. Thank you.
All right. Thanks for listening. Thank you.
Did you see...
But you know what? Can I give credit to somebody?
I'll take it.
No, it's to... These numbers on Cousins and the early bird versus the full bird. Danny LaRue of The Athletic, okay. He's their salary cap expert.
We've spoken to him before.
Yeah, he was. I was talking to him this morning because I wanted to make sure I had all this right, because it's going to take an extra year of Cousins basically taking less in order for him to stay with the Warriors long term. So thank you to Danny LaRue, who's phenomenal with the salary cap stuff.
I was just going to ask you, did you see the embrace Kerr and Draymond had at the end of the game?
I did not.
It's pretty, I liked it. It was real. You know what I mean?
Okay. Yeah. I know.
Nothing to see here.
Big takeaway from last night, says the 408. Very little barking at the refs.
When Draymond told Cousins, man, I almost felt some type of way. JD didn't know what I was watching with him, but dude, that was like the definition of brotherhood. And Draymond's telling you to.
Sure.
Okay. Dude, that was. Yeah. Right. Almost hit me in the cardiac muscle.
Yeah, no, I think everything's
dude,
fine.
Dude, that was great. And then you can see Cousins died. You process it like, dude, you're balling. Leave a ref alone. There was an article, I think, by Monty Poole about the Warrior players wanting the coaching staff to back them up more on calls.
Well, if that story's right, then the players are wrong.
Yeah, there's no doubt.
Antonio in Oakland. What's up, Antonio?
Hey, what's up, you guys? Yeah, when it comes to DeMarcus Cousins, you know, he just can't win, you know. When he plays bad, oh, he's terrible, he can't switch. This is why they got Andrew Bogut, blah, 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 and then he does good. Oh, well, they're not going to be able to re-sign him. You know, he's probably going to walk anyway. He's not going to take another pay cut. He's not going to take another mid-level. And it's like, let's enjoy the moment at the end of the day. Let's just enjoy him dominating the Jokic's of the world, you know, your favorite center. And, last night, Capella. You know, and now he's going to go up against Steven Adams. Let's enjoy his matchups. You know, like at the end of the day, that was a big win last night.
It was.
Rivers cannot stop Curry.
I thought the Warriors didn't have big wins in the regular season.
I didn't say that.
Oh.
I they do.
So, you know, I mean, it's just, I mean, the one thing, Antonio, that I hear a lot is everybody, you know, the same people who are saying regular season doesn't mean anything, well, now they want to say it's a big win. Now this is all of a sudden a big win. You know what I mean?
These dudes aren't robots. Yeah. It was a big win to me.
I'm not doubting that.
And people were hating.
But then
Honduras
don't say
burst.
The other games don't count.
No, I got you.
Antonio, you want to finish up?
Yeah, you know, I mean, against Houston, it's a big regular season win against Houston because, you know, we faced them 7 games last year, and then they beat us 3 times this year. So that was a big win against them. Maybe not against the other team, it's not a big win, but against them it is.
Fair enough. Hey, and you know what else? All right, here you go. I'll keep it positive. That's what I'm all about.
We could tell.
Harden did not play last game when Cousins did. So this is the first matchup where Cousins played against the Rockets. And one of the teams that people said, ooh, he's going to have trouble with, was the Rockets. Well, he didn't last night. There were two things that happened. One is he was not bad on the pick and roll. But two, what we found out is Clint Capella is not a great one-on-one defender in the low post. He's a help defender. That's one thing we found out last night.
And he's lighting the tail.
And it looks like Cousins can just big boy him in the low post. So that you have in your back pocket now if you're the Golden State Warriors. And that, to me, is a big factor because Capella is a player, to me, for the Rockets, that he's a wild card. Like, if he plays well, it's trouble.
When they didn't have Harden. So what did Houston do differently? Is that bad coaching? Or was just, no, the fact that Harden was out there? They didn't I felt like they didn't go after Cousins like they did in Oakland without James Harden.
Well, they can't. How do you do that? When you're missing the number one attacker in the league, if he's not there, how do you attack to that degree? Nobody's James Harden. They can try it with Chris Paul, and Chris Paul was successful a lot of the time, but I don't think he can do it as much as Harden. You know what I mean? I mean, John in San Francisco. Hey, John.
Hey, good morning, guys.
John, you got a call back?
Where was he?
You got a call back, John, and I will take that call. Jesse in San Jose. Hi, Jesse.
Hey, fellas. How's it going today?
Going well.
So, I was one of those fans that kind of complained a bit about how Cousins and Durant kind of mess up the whole flow of the game.
Mm-hmm.
They stopped the ball a bit. But I'm willing to see if they were to get Cousins back, like, and he could play more like this, because this is his first year back from the injury,
right,
and he's not going to be consistent, right?
Exactly.
Sonny, you said he's going to have lows, he's going to have highs, but this being one of his highs, it gives you kind of like a glimpse of, like, wow, if he, without Durant, if the ball, they have to move the ball. Durant's not one of those guys that's flashing like Thompson is, or Iguodala, you know,
yeah,
or even Curry. But in my opinion, if I were, I don't think Durant's coming back. He just has a, I have a weird vibe, like, from him every time he's in the pressure. Like, he doesn't seem happy here anymore. Now, Boogie, we might not offer him, like, a huge contract, but if we tell him, like, if you stick it out, we might get another championship if they win this year. And then the year after that is when they'll pay him, because they won't have Durant to have to worry about, you know?
Well, so, they're going to have to wait.
Boogie, there's still a chance.
Okay. Got you, Jesse.
Well,
appreciate
so
it.
So you said there's a chance. That's what I'm saying. Now, I hear you. The numbers are all on your side, but we don't know. We've seen crazier things. I just
name me one. Name me a crazier thing than Boogie Cousins finishing out this year strong.
Le'Veon Bell being so mad at the organization, not playing one damn game and costing himself money.
How much money did he cost himself?
Almost like $11 million.
Okay. If Cousins signs next year, 1 year, $6 million, he'd probably be giving up maybe more than $50
million. Wow.
I was looking at the Warriors last night, too, thinking, that ain't a bad team.
Yeah, how could
you not? That ain't a bad team if Kevin Durant leaves. So how do you keep him? So, okay, fair enough. How are you going to keep Cousins? All I'm saying is, if you start leaning toward can we keep Cousins, it's going to be tough. That's all I'm saying. That's all I'm saying.
No, those are the facts.
By the way, like, we're talking about Curry's defense. Mediocre. Well, last night it was better. I mean, it was good last night. It was very good. So, listen, they play defense like that, they're probably going to win it.
And didn't
Let's
you know
put it that way.
Before they even got to 10 points that, you know, we talk about their play, they were out there with the purpose. I just was like, oh, they came to play tonight. Almost
the
gave
Warriors?
The game away. Yeah.
Sure.
You could see it from the, I don't know what it was. It just, everybody was on the same page, man.
I think they're human. They wanted to win that game.
There's no doubt.
You can't tell me that they didn't focus more last night than they did against Phoenix.
No doubt.
So the question is, do you say, see, they can focus anytime they want, or they just can't focus consistently? I mean, that's what the rest of the season's probably going to be for, right?
And real quick, you know, I watch everything. Durant came and gave Curry a hug after the game, too.
I don't know if you know, like, a lot of guys hug each other after the game.
Right, but
after every game.
Where I'm going, another example of brotherhood. You know what I mean?
You know what?
I like that stuff. Cooley high, Steiny. You got to be on it.
You're the guy, I love that, hugging and brotherhood. And then you're the guy who says, this isn't Boy Scouts. It's like, if it isn't Boy Scouts, don't give me that garbage. Oh, they hugged each other. Oh, that's, you know what? Two more titles for the Warriors. They hugged each other.
You know what I'm saying.
Now, back to Stein, Metz, and Guru on 95.7 The Game.
Tim Roy coming up in 10 minutes, and then after Tim Roy, you have a chance to win. You have a chance to win a signed DeMarcus Cousins basketball and a pair of tickets to his third annual comedy slam on April 11th. We'll be doing that in about 15 minutes.
We should
go
to that.
I'm not. Right. I can't pay for tickets though to that. Somebody's got to get me in.
Well, see what I can do.
Okay. Is Cousins going to be there?
Yeah, no doubt. He likes to laugh.
You don't know that.
I heard the interview on the morning show with Joe Lowe and Dibs.
Okay.
He loves comedy and he will be there.
I want to give a special second consideration out to Cindy in Danville, who called earlier. And the reason I want to call her out again is because I think she's right. We buried the lead a little. Yeah, Cousins was good. Yeah, it was a nice win on the road, all those things. But the more I think about it, it was the defense. It was the defense and the tone that was set. The Rockets only scored 104 points. I seem to remember games against the Warriors, they're up around 120.
They missed a lot of shots, but that could very well be from the contested shots.
I think the Warriors were very, when the Warriors play defense like that, then I do think you can't beat them in four games. You can't beat them four games in a series, because when they play defense that well, it means their offense doesn't have to be clicking on all cylinders. It was good. I'm sure their number, I still think they can play better offensively, even though they were pretty good. 49%, 37 from three. There weren't a ton of possessions in this game, only 85 shots for the Warriors. But, again, they play defense like that, I don't think anybody's going to be able to beat them four in a row, because it really does give them a room for error on the offensive end. Let's go to Jay in San Jose. Hey, Jay.
What's up, fellas? Hey, if I could just say this on the air right quick, I want to shout out your boy, John Curley, man. He does a fantastic job as a producer. I don't even know a fraction of what he does, but his attitude and personality is off the charts. Now, Steiny, you ain't got to defend yourself against these clowns, man. You, the kids say keep it real, you're keeping it real. If you tell them, look, you can play the lottery, but your chances of winning ain't going to be that good, you're going to be negative? No, you're just telling the truth. Ain't nobody going to set out a whole, not set out, but you know, he got hurt, now he didn't get his payday. So now he got to wait 2 more years on the payday and risk getting hurt again. He ain't going to do it. That's all I got, fellas. I love your show.
Thanks, Jay. What's interesting is Wes will cut everybody under the sun off, and then when you want him to cut somebody off, he won't.
What did you
hear out about Curly?
Oh, look at you, Hayden. Curly got some love.
He did get some
early
love
in the morning. Hey, Jordan Bell stepping his game up.
What'd he do?
He defended.
Did he play last night?
Man.
Oh, yeah, he played 11 minutes.
Come on.
He was one guy I didn't really notice that much. Quinn Cook obviously made some shots. Looney was terrific. Looney was great. Looney, I'm telling you, I'll say it again. I don't know how Looney is playing for $1.5 million or whatever, $1.5 million.
We talked about that. We thought the line would be around the corner. For whatever reason, it wasn't.
I mean, you know what? He is like, in a way, almost like a left-hand, which, well, we'll talk about this tomorrow. Yeah. He's like a lefty specialist reliever. I mean, he really is. He's phenomenal guarding smaller players in the perimeter. And like that in and of itself feels like it's worth a few million in this NBA. I just think he was terrific last night.
And he had not been getting his playing time. His minutes had been cut.
Yeah, what did he get last night? He got 16. That's about right. Let's go to John in Alameda. Hey, John.
Good morning. It's a beautiful day, huh?
It really is. Yes, it is.
It is out here. I'm on the shoreline in Alameda. It's just gorgeous. Anyway, I want to talk about the defense against the Rockets. And yes, Looney, it was just a pleasure to watch him. And here's the thing. They're forcing him to the right. You just watch the guy position himself to close off the left. Harden goes right. He's mortal. He's just mortal.
He is.
And he's down 7 points for the game on his average. They're down 8 points on their total for the, points per game for the team. And we won by two. You know, that's what they've got to do. And I'm just surprised the Warriors and other teams have not been forcing him to out of his comfort zone.
No, great observation. Great observation, John. Harden's more effective going to his left. Here's the problem. Here's the problem with super, super, superstars.
Give it to
Even me. Though you know he wants to go left, he can still get there. That's how good he is. And you might say, well, how? Because he's good enough going to his right that you can't just let him go. You know what I mean? You have to. I don't want to use the old Mike Montgomery line, but
what is it?
you know, he's not a paraplegic when he goes to his right.
Yeah,
he can still go to his right.
Yeah.
He's just not as good going to his right. So it's like,
yeah, I didn't like
if
that,
you want to go ahead and take away his entire left hand.
Yeah.
Well, he's gonna score going right.
He's done nothing. The only guy after what the scoring bench he went on is Wilt Chamberlain-esque. So, yeah, that's a bad boy. He got a hurt wrist.
408 says, "What's up with the Cousins and Kerr dispute?"
What?
I don't know what you're talking about.
See, that's negativity. That's
right.
Trolling.
And I don't play into that.
There was no negativity last night.
Of course
it
not.
It was popping bottles.
Of course not. Of course not. I mean, look, Cousins is going to want to play 40 minutes a game. Okay. If he doesn't, if he doesn't sabotage anything, who cares? I mean, let me throw this one by you. So, I'm not saying the Warriors are better without Kevin Durant. I have a theory, though. They're not, whether it's Durant out or even Cousins out or Clay out, they're not better when they're missing one of their top four scorers. But when they're missing one, I think they play looser. I really do. I think the other three, I think when you go out there and you start Curry, Clay, Durant, Draymond, DeMarcus Cousins, it is human nature for Curry to pass it to Durant. Okay, maybe Clay, let's get Cousins involved. You go to Cousins. Cousins is like, I'm looking for Curry. He got to Curry. Curry's got an open shot. You know what, Durant? I think they and it comes from a good place. But if you have four bona fide scorers, you have to pay attention to who's getting the shots and who's not. You have to. And sometimes I think when you have three scorers out there, guys just know they're going to get their 20 shots. And when there's four, you know what? They might only get 13. And then, listen.
So this didn't just dawn on you last night.
No, of course not.
That's why
I said
this
before. I said, listen, remember I said, how the Warriors really going to be better with Cousins? It's hard for me to imagine.
That's what
I said. Warriors are at their best. Here comes Cousins. They're going to be better. It's like, how? I don't get it.
And it's like sharing a small pizza with a lot of people. Yeah, you're going to eat, but you know you're not going to get full. You know what I mean? And
so
So I like that.
Let's say on a scale of 1 to 10, what was Cousins' defense last night?
I'm going to say an 8.
Let's say a 6. Just for the sake of argument.
He was playing the pass. All right.
Let's just say 6.
Okay.
Just for the sake of argument.
That's a D.
Little above average. Yeah. Okay. Well, last night Cousins took 16 shots. He was 11 for 16. He had what? 27. All right. So now you get Cousins scoring 27 points.
All right.
And his defense is a 6. All right. That's a hell of a game. That is a hell of a game, right? Let's say next game. All right. Durant comes back. Cousins has a 6 defensively,
right? And 11
points.
But
he only gets 14 points. Now, I guess what I'm saying, too, is what if he has a 4? What if his defense last night would have been a 4? You know what?
They could have lost.
That's still a hell of a game because a 4 ain't bad, and he's still 27 and 10 or whatever he had. But kind of what I'm getting at is if he's a 4 on a night where he's only getting you 12 points, well, now you have a problem. Now he might not be a positive player.
Okay.
See what I'm saying?
That's valid. What about this? The Warriors aren't playing their foe. They're playing themselves, and what they're playing and trying to find out, which eludes them a lot of times, Steiny, is their identity. And you just broke it down on what they have to deal with. How much does Steiny get? How much does Goo get? How much does Curly get? How much does West get? Dude, that's number crunching too much. You can't just go let it hang, Steiny. I don't know what style and who they are offensively every night like we used to. You knew Clay was going to get 25 shots. Steph was going to get 25. And, you know, somebody by committee. Now it's a lot of chefs in the kitchen. And last night it worked because it was one less chef. But if you go to war and it's game 7, damn it, you know you need KD. But, Steiny, that's a real problem.
You're listening to 95.7 The Game, KGMZ FM, and HD1 KGMZ San Francisco, a radio.com sports station. Lalo from Pittsburgh, as good as Cousins was playing, Why did Kerr take Cousins out with just under 3 minutes left?
Oh, I did see that.
Well, if you want, I mean, it's pretty simple. If you want to start every quarter with DeMarcus Cousins like Steve Kerr does, can you play him 12 minutes in a row?
I'm sure if we asked DeMarcus, he would have said yes.
Okay. Well,
you kind of want to, you know what it is. Now that you play ball, D4, you want to be out there at the D3. You want to be out there at the end to
okay,
finish
well,
what you started.
Then you can't play him at the beginning of the fourth quarter. I mean, it just stands to reason. I mean, even Curry, like, I'm trying to think who plays entire fourth quarters.
And he broke up Green and Cousins. I liked that yesterday. You know, them at the same time out there. Remember, I wasn't too fond. They kind of broke that up. Good coaching by the staff.
Yeah, no.
I like that.
Let's quick go to Mike in Oakland. Mike thinks last night's game was monster. What's up, Mike?
Hey, fellas, what's going on? Great win for the Warriors last night. I think last night, this is just my opinion, I think last night saved the season for them because what it did was it let Houston know, okay, wait a minute, maybe we're not as good as we think we are. It let Capella know that I saw the frustration in his face. DeMarcus was using him like a tool. And also, Steve Kerr finally played everyone and didn't leave fresh legs on the sideline. That's my opinion. I'll hear from you after that.
Thanks, Mike. Appreciate the call.
Fresh legs, he said, Stoney.
5-1-0. Harden follow-up. Of course, he's going to get his points. He's a future Hall of Famer, but he gets fewer. He gets to the line less, and he passes to lesser threats more. Absolutely. Absolutely. That's why the Warriors' defense against James Harden last night was great. I mean, I know there's a tendency to say, well, he had 29. I mean, well, okay, he's going to get you 30.
It felt like he missed 40.
He's going to get you 30.
Ooh, and they were some hard misses too, Stoney. He was hitting the side of the rim.
If James Harden has that box score line every single game against the Warriors will win four out of five games against the Rockets.
No doubt. And he's not, though. We already seen that.
10 for 23, 2 for 12. So 29 points I could care less about. It's the 10 for 23 and 2 for 12 are the money numbers, and the Warriors owned those. They owned those.
Bottom
numbers.
Line is the Rockets play the Warriors better at Oracle. That's just a fact.
Check the records.
Yeah.
Check the records.
And I'm going into playoffs, too.
Are the Rockets better on the road than they are at home against the Warriors? Yeah. I don't know.
They got that big win last year in the playoffs to come back. Couldn't
wins.
Close it at
sure.
home. Yeah. Came in here twice already this season.
Let's go to Charlie. What's up, Charlie?
Hey, what's up, fellas? How you guys doing? Wanted to just reiterate what people are saying. Worst loss of the year followed by the best win of the year. And it's interesting how in years past, this team, unlike this year, you can tell like within the first 2, 3, 4 minutes of a game where they're at, where you think they're going to be for the rest of the game. Years past, they would be down, but you knew at some point, especially in the third quarter, they would turn it on. This year, that you could tell whether they're playoff-ready Warriors playing that night or just a ho-hum, this is a March game, Warriors. And I have a question. If the Warriors had wind up losing last night, do you think that would have had any impact on them psychologically in terms of if they had met in the playoffs, if they had lost to them all four times? Or do you think by beating them at least once, especially without Durant, was that any kind of big psychological edge for the Warriors?
Tell you what, Charlie, that's a great question. I'm going to bring in Tim Roy, the voice of the Golden State Warriors. You can follow him on Twitter at WarriorsVox. Tim, do you think had the Warriors lost last night, it might have been a factor heading into the playoffs?
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.